my colleagues and myself, who are responsible for publishing Lansbury's late Labour Weekly, have done our best to familiarise our readers with the words and music of socialist poetry and song. In addition, we have published John Bush's titles, 16 Songs to Sixpence and More Rebel Songs. Both have received a very wide sale. Because of this success, we determined to produce gramophone records, and after much difficulty have been able to publish a number of the best-known songs. All who hear me speak will agree that every great revolutionary movement has been helped forward by the spirit of idealism and high endeavour, which is to be found in such poems as Edward Carpenter's England Arise, Eliot's God Save the People, and Jim Connolly's Rebel Song, to mention only one or two of those we have recorded. The British Labour and Socialist movement is in fact a revolutionary movement. We desire to change the present chaotic, unchristian, immoral industrial system into one based on cooperation, justice and love. We believe it is as possible to grow food to eat, build houses to live in, make clothes to wear, as it is to make a road, construct a sewer, build a school, or generate electric light as social services. We see no need for mere money-making. We believe all labour should be organised on the basis of service. These records of music and poetry tell us of the trials of the past, when in less hopeful days our fathers unfurled the flag of revolt and human progress. When we sing the red flag, we shall think of the revolutionist of whom it is said, his blood-red banner streams afar, who follows in his train. Because our red flag stands for the same oneness of human life, embodied in the words he has made of one blood, all nations of the earth. For teaching this revolutionary doctrine, he was crucified. Many a thousand others have been torn asunder, slain with swords for doing the same. In our day, thousands are in prison throughout the world whose sole crime is they believe in true freedom. When we sing the International, we proclaim our faith in human brotherhood. When we sing On We March, then we the workers, and the rumour that ye hear is the blended sound of battle and deliverance drawing near. We must resolve that come what may, in dark days and bright, we will keep our faces toward the light, confident and sure that the workers of the world will win emancipation if with courage and faith in one another they fight on and faint not.